Daf mem dalet amit beis right at the top. Omer Yitzchak bar Avdimi shum Rabbeinu al habeah v'al mine kufra on eggs and meat. B'tchila bracha rishayna mevorach shakol yimeke shakol v'soyiv barayin afoshos rabbi. So the bracha achrayna is a barayin afoshos. Aval yarka loy, but on yarakos and vegetables you don't make a bracha achrayna. He held, like the Mefarshim speak out, that yarakos doesn't have that chashivas. So there was no takana of a bracha achrayna on vegetables. Rav Yitzchak Omar, he held no. Afilu yarka, even on yarakas, you do make a bracha achrayna. Aval maya loy, but not after water. Rav Papa Omar, afilu maya. He held, even after water, you do make a bracha achrayna. Mar Zutra Ovik Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He held, like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he did not make a bracha achrayna on yarakas. Rav Simi Barashi Ovik Rav Yitzchak, he did. V'simon echad kitrei, the simon is the one who's mentioned with chad, mentioned with one name. So the one who's mentioned with only his name, Mar Zutra, his father's name is not mentioned. He's Ovid kitrei, he's held like the one who's mentioned with two names. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he's mentioned two names, his name and his father's name. The one that's mentioned with two names, Rav Simi Barashi, he's mentioned with two names, he's Ovid. That Kichad, he held like the one whose only one name is mentioned, Rav Yitzchak, who only his name is mentioned and not his father. V'simon achad ketrei v'trei kichad. Om Rav Ashi anazim nindachimat karna, when I remind him, myself, Avdin kekul, I made a bracha on after all of them, even yarakos and even water. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, kol sheton bracha la'achrav, wherever there's a bracha achrayna, ton bracha lefanav, there's a bracha rishayna. V'yeh sheton bracha lefanav, but there are cases where there's a bracha rishayna, v'ein ton bracha la'achrav, and there's no bracha achrayna. V'yishlam l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi lafu kiyarka. So what case is that referring to? There's a bracha rishayna, no achrayna. According to Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, we understand. It's referring to yarakos, there's no bracha achrayna. L'Rav Yitzchak lafu kiyamay. And according to Rav Yitzchak, it's an exclusion of water. It excludes water. El Rav Papa, but according to Rav Papa, then he made a bracha on all of them. He made a bracha on all of them. Lafuki mai, what is it coming to exclude? More answers. Lafuki mitzvahs. We don't make a bracha achrayna mitzvahs. Before we perform a mitzvah, we make a bracha rishayna. But there's no bracha achrayna after performing a mitzvah. Frek the Gemara of Neymar Rova, the Inert Yisrael, the Basa Masalek, Tfilayu, Mivorchim HaKak, Asher, Kirishana, Bem Soysa, Vitzivana, Lishmar Chukov. They do make a bracha achrayna. La'afuke mai, what is it coming to exclude? So they made a bracha. When they removed their tefillin, they made a bracha. Tosfos speaks out that they held that Laila is Lavzman tefillin. And they wore tefillin a whole day. So they removed their tefillin right before the nighttime, and they made a bracha when they removed the tefillin that Lishmar Chukecha, we're Shemir the Chukim, we keep it, we wear the tefillin during the day, and we don't wear it during the night. Nowadays, we don't wear a tefillin the whole day anyway. We don't wear a tefillin, so when we do take it off, in the middle of the day or in the morning, we do not make a bracha. Al kol panim, they made a bracha achreina. So what is it coming lafuke? According to them, the more answers, lafuke rechani. Smelling, we make, when we have a nice aroma, we besomim, we make a bor minei besomim, or the various brachas, boris asei besomim. But afterwards, there's no bracha achreina after smelling a fragrance. Rashi says that it's not choshev, it's because of a lack of chashivas. In this case, it is because of lack of a chashivas. It's only a momentary smell, an odor, aroma rather. The Kolbo says is that when you eat, after eating, you have the pleasure, hanaz, of the eating. But there's also hanaz meyayim. There's hanaz garan, there's hanaz meyayim. That hanaz stays with you after you've eaten. You make a bracha achrayna because you have the hana that you're satisfied from it, you have the taste of it, and it nourishes you. By an aroma, you have only that pleasure of the smelling of the fragrance. But afterwards, there's no benefit that you get from it that stays with you. So there you don't, therefore, do not make a bracha achrayna. Amar Rav Yonah, Amar Rav, Kol Shu Kebeya, anything that's the size of an egg, Kebeya Taivim Mena. Beya is more healthful than it. Beya is an egg, is very healthful. Anything that's that size, the beya is more beneficial than any other substitute we'll see in a moment. there is an exception. Ki also Ravin Amar Tava Beya Mikul Galsa, a soft, very soft boiled egg, lightly roasted egg, is better Mishisa Kaisa Sulta, better than 36 bayam of wheat flour. Ki also Ravdimi Amar Tava Beya Mikul Galsa Mishisa Matvaisa. Mishisa, beya mugals of more than six, mit matvisa me arba, roasted, if it's more roasted, heavily roasted, then it's better than four of these kaisa of solta, of flour. Mivusholta, if it's boiled, that's what we said, that's where the rule applies, kol shuke beya, beya taiva himena, whatever is the size of an egg is more beneficial than this other food, but labar me bisra, with the exception of meat. So back in the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva Imra filo achol sholak, even if he ate a boiled, something that was boiled, a cooked item, and that's his meal, then he benches after it. Even if it's not bread, even if it's not grains, even if it's not shivas aminim, it's a cooked machal, if that's his meal, he benches after it. Frankly, Gemara mikamita da hava sholak mazayna, to bench, it has to be mazon, it has to give you sustenance, it has to satiate you. Is there something that's cooked that gives you that nourishment, that even though it's not from the five minim? Amar Ashi bekelach shel krushana. We're talking about cabbage. Cabbage does have that benefit. So if you made a meal out of boiled cabbage, Rabbi Kiva held that you would bench. Tan Rabbanon, so we're talking about foods and foods that are healthful and beneficial. Tan Rabbanon tchul, the spleen is yafel l'shinayim. It's good for the teeth, kash l'bnei me'ayim, but it's harmful for the intestines. Creation, leeks are kash l'shinayim. It's just the opposite. They're harmful for the teeth, yafel l'bnei me'ayim. Kol yerek chai morek. A raw vegetable gives a green complexion. Kol katan, something eaten from a behemoth or a dog that was not fully grown. It's katan. It hasn't reached its growth. We'll see in the Gemara what size we're referring to, but it's eaten when it's very small and not fully grown, then kolkat makten, it reduces the person, it makes him smaller. V'chol nefesh, meshiv is a nefesh. If he eats a nefesh, if he eats a whole small fish, he eats a nefesh, that's made, that's restored as a nefesh. V'chol karov the nefesh, anything close to the nefesh, to the vital organs, meshiv is a nefesh, also restores, sustains the person, rejuvenates him. We'll see in the Gemara examples of this. Kruv lamazon, cabbage is good for, as we said, for sustenance, for mazon. Retardin, beets, l'refua, is good for refua. Oilo l'bayis, shalefes, oiveres besoicha. But a turnip, if a turnip is in the house, oi for the house that has turnips in it, it's considered to be harmful. The Gemara is going to speak out. Amar mar, tchol, the spleen, yafel l'shinayim, kashel b'nei'ayim, it's good for the teeth, it's harmful for the main b'nei'ayim, the intestines, maita kante, so how should he eat it? Nilase, chew it, which is good for the teeth, v'nishadja, then spit it out. Creation, leeks, kashel l'shinayim, are bad for the teeth, v'yafel b'nei'ayim, it's just the opposite, so maita kante. What do you do in this case? L'shalkinu, boil it, so you don't have to chew it. Boil it till it's very soft, and vinifleinu, and then swallow it, so you don't have to chew it, so you'll have the benefit of the bnei me'ayim, and not the harm for the teeth. Kol yerek chai marik. We say any raw vegetables, marik, gives a green complexion. Amar Rav Yitzchak, but besud rishoyne shel achar hakasa. We're talking specifically the first meal he eats after the bloodletting. So after the bloodletting, he should eat. If he eats the vegetables, then it's not good for him. Anyone who eats vegetables before, on an empty stomach, before 4 hours of the day, they used to eat the meals at first meal at 4 hours a day. Then you don't speak to him because the reach that from his mouth will be harmful to you. So you don't speak with him. My time, Mishum Reicha, because of the odor. Vamra Yitzchak also a lot of Mishaychal Yerchai, Kaidamar Vishos. He says, you're not allowed to eat. So he says a little differently. He says, not that you don't speak to the person, but he says simply that you don't eat on the first meal on an empty stomach, you don't eat raw vegetables. Amaymer Marzut Ravashi Avi Yosvi Aisukamayu Yerchai, Kaidamar Vishos. So they brought for the first meal, it was before 4 hours of the day, they brought vegetables. They ate it, but he did not. What's your reasoning for not eating it? Dom Rav Yitzchak Koloich Yerek Chai Kenem Arba Shoas also the Sapra Manim, because Rav Yitzchak said that you eat it that early, you shouldn't speak to the person because of the odor. Mishum Reicha, I v'ha'anan deka achlinan v'ka mishtina ba'adan. Well, we're eating it, so what are you gaining? We're eating it, and we're talking together, and there is the reach, and you don't seem to be bothered by it. So why don't you eat it already? No, I hold like the other version of Rav Yitzchak said. Not that it's also l'saper, not that speaking is also, but he said it's also to eat it on an empty stomach. So you ate it, that doesn't not going to harm me, but I'm not going to eat it because I hold eating on an empty stomach is harmful. Anything that's small, that's eaten from something that's not fully grown, fully developed, is makten. Amar of Chista, filo gadja barzuza, even a gadja, a kid, barzuza, which is very expensive because it's very soft and the meat is considered very good, but since it's so small, and it's so small relative to its full growth, it's still considered harmful. But nonetheless, by riva, it's only if it's not 25%, a quarter of its full growth. But if it has a more than a quarter of its full growth, then it's not a problem. Kol nefesh, meshiv nefesh, any nefesh, if he eats a whole item, then it's meshiv, restores a nefesh. Amar papa, filo gildani de begili. Even the small little fish that are in the marshes and by the reeds, that grow by the reeds, are very, very tiny. But still, even if it's so small, but if he eats it whole, it restores the nefesh. Kol akorav le nefesh meshiv es nefesh. Whatever is korav to the nefesh is meshiv the nefesh. Then something close to the vital organs. Omer avachavar yakav unkimizanek. It's close to the heart, the lungs, etc. So that's considered to be very helpful. Omer le'irav le'shame ki maisis le'umsa de bisra. So when he said to his servant, when you bring me meat, bring it from the part which is close to the bracha. When they shech the animal, they make the bracha on the shechita, they shech the neck. Meaning, bring from the neck. The neck is considered to be very beneficial. So he said that cabbage is good for mozon and beets for refua. Krov lemozon in or refua loy. It's only for mozon, not refua. V'hatanya shisha dvorim merafim esachoyle mechalyu refua asa refua. They're considered six things that heal a person who is sick. V'elohen krov, and cabbage is one of them. V'tardin and beets and meisisin and soup made out of pennyroyal. Devash honey, v'keva, and the stomach, the maw, v'horas, and the womb, the yaseres hakavod, and the diaphragm. Ella, rather than echanami, we see from over here that the kruv is for refuah. Ella ema kruv af lamozan. It means not only for mozan, but also for mozan. Oy lo labay shalefes averes besoicha. Oy for the house that the turnips pass through. Ini vaha amrle rav l'sham rav said to his servant ki chazus lift to b'shuka, when you see that they're selling turnips in the market. Don't ask, what am I going to have with my bread? What am I going to have for the meal? Certainly go and buy that, because you know I'm going to want that. So you see that it's beneficial. When we said, oi for the house, that the turnips are considered harmful, that's if you eat it without meat. If you eat it without meat, then it's beneficial. Without drinking it with wine. Itma Rav Amar Bli Bos. He says it's only harmful if you don't eat without meat. Vishmul Amar Bli Eitzim, without roasting it. Rav Yechan Amar Bli Yain. He says without wine. Amrle Rav Al Rav Papa. He said to Rav Papa, Sudni. He used to make beer, date beer. So he called him Sudni, a brewer. Anan Tavlin Babisra Vacham. We break the harmful effect of the turnip with meat and with wine. Awesome. The loinafish lechu chamra. You don't have wine. You have beer. You don't have wine, but my tavri salu. How do you break the harmful effects of the tardin? So how do you break that? Amrle betzivi with wood, meaning that we use a lot of firewood. We roast it and cook it very well, and that breaks the sharpness and the harmful effects of it. The basis of Rapapa Basad Mashala, after she cooked it, Tavla Batamne Ufi Parsaisa. She took 80 bundles of wood for firewood, so much fuel, so much firewood to cook it so well, to therefore remove, break the harmful effects of it. Ton Rabban and Dag Katan Maliach, salted fish, pamim, so small salted fish, pamim, shehu memis, sometimes it's very harmful, it can kill. B'shiva, 7 days after the salting, b'shiva asar, 17, v'asar b'shiva, and 27. V'asar b'shal, some say 23. V'loy amran, ala b'mat v'loy matvi. That's only when it's not fully roasted. Aval matvi shapir, but if it's fully roasted, less than bo. Udloy matvi shapir, and even when it's not roasted, loy amran al d'loy shasa b'asar shichra. That's only if he doesn't drink beer after it. Aval shasa b'asar shichra, less than bo. But if he does drink beer after that, then it does not have the harmful effects.